Blog Talk Radio.
Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys. I am again Aaliyah, Miss On Fire Inspired, here at our regular Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Guys, I tell y'all, I've been so excited since the Lord gave me the topic of Yes, You. That's the topic tonight, Yes, You. And so before we jump in, y'all know I have to thank my sponsors each and every week. Thank you, y'all. Come on and join on in the show and grab a friend, grab a family member, and come on, let's talk, let's chat tonight, because the topic is, yes, you. You know, many times we want to, we're not going to jump into it yet, but while y'all invite your friends and get everybody on in, go ahead and invite them, and while y'all invite them, I'll start thanking our sponsors. So thank you so much to Red Rose Conquerors with business coach Cornelia Brown, 404-786-0873. She's our travel ambassador and business coach that is helping people build their businesses and just making it happen. Again, that's Red Rose Conquerors with Elder Cornelia Brown. She's also our travel ambassador and our business coach. We have Afographics, who does all of our graphics and graphic needs and photography, and they are APHOGRAF, as in Frank X. We have Vodiology. Vodiology is actually the ones who created our jingle, if you heard that as it came in. They do jingles, infomercials, and all that. So if you need an infomercial or jingle, Vodiology can take care of you. And that's spelled V, then the word audio, and then L-O-G-Y. The song you heard, that is by our singing voice of On Fire Inspired, DJ Norvette. And that song is actually, it was written and produced by Vodiology, and she actually did the song, the actual lyrics. And her, she has an EP called This Is Me. Y'all are going to actually hear the title cut, This Is Me, tonight. This tonight's topic was inspired by hearing a song called Why Not Me, and then followed by listening to This Is Me. So This Is Me is what actually gave me the topic, Yes, You. So as I was listening to that tonight, I was like, yes, God, that's it. So I'm going to play that for you guys shortly, but y'all go out and support my sister. It's called This Is Me. It's an EP out on all of your digital outlets. It costs less than you pay for a value meal, y'all, I promise you. And it will bless you because it's very encouraging and inspirational. And finally, if you haven't gotten your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox ebook, it's only $2.99 on all your digital outlets. I wrote that. That's my latest book. And you take a page a day. So if you don't like reading, guess what? A page a day ain't going to kill you, right? And it will encourage you as you go. So Thank you to all of our sponsors for being a blessing to us. Infographics, you can contact them at 706-489-6416. Vitiology, they're 706-873-1519. Deidre, you can find This Is Me on all your digital outlets. And then our business coach and travel ambassador in honor of Red Rose Conquerors, Cornelia Brown, is at 404-786-0873. So tonight, I want y'all to chat with me. Don't be shy or whatever. But tonight's topic is Yes, You. And so we want to talk about, you know, a lot of people will be like, well, you don't know what I've been through. Or they're like, you know, I've done this. So you can go from one extreme to the next of, I've done this, I've done that, or, but you don't know what I've been through. Some people are holding on to that victim mentality when God says, I've made you to be victorious. So let go of that victim so I can continually totally show you that you already have the victory, right? Hey, everybody, as you're joining, I can't see the things that you guys are saying, and a lot of times it'll show me you're coming in, but it's not showing me this evening. But welcome to the show. I am Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire. But we're talking about Yes, You. That's tonight's topic, Yes, You. So, you know, it's time to let go of the things that have, you know, that was in the past. Now I can see the pop-ups. Hey, Lisa, welcome to the show, everybody, as you're joining. We are doing Facebook Live as well as our online radio people. So for those of you who are listening online or on the website, we are on Facebook Live as well. So if y'all hear me talking to people, I'm not talking to myself, okay? But, hey, how you doing this evening? Welcome, everybody. Welcome. So tonight we're talking about Yes, You. You know, so we're letting go of the victim mentality. We're letting go of everything that has tried to hold us hostage and hold us back from the greatness that's already within. So the topic tonight is called Yes, You. So I want y'all to, I'm going to wait just a minute or so. Y'all can go ahead and share because I'm going to play the song that inspired tonight's topic. And it's called This Is Me. And it's actually the title cut of the EP called This Is Me. But in that song, she's talking about, you know, this is me. This is who I am. This is God, who God has called me to be. I'm, you know, transparently being me now. And so, you know, when you get to that place where you're like, okay, God, you created me to be this person that I am to be, and I'm walking this thing out. I'm walking out my gifts. I'm walking out. Yes, I might be doing it not fully understanding, but I'm doing it in obedience. Hey, everybody, as you're joining, welcome to the show. So, you know, we're walking that thing out. So as you're joining, welcome. Tonight we're talking about Yes, You. So I want y'all to listen to the song, This Is Me, and This Is Me is by our singing voice here at On Fire to Inspire. Her name is Deidre Norvette, and she actually has the EP called This Is Me. But this is the song that actually, as I was listening to that, God gave me the topic, okay? So I want y'all to hear this song, and then we're going to do some discussions. All right, so listen to this song, This Is Me. Then we're going to chat. I'm going to give y'all some scriptures. We're going to talk. We're going to chat.
Transparently, pictures in my rear view, pictures in my rear view.
Gave me the topic, yes, you. Hey, everybody, thank y'all so much for joining me. And for those of you who don't know me, I am Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire. And tonight's topic is yes, you. So we talked about, right before I played the song, we talked about how, you know, God says to let go of the victim when I've called you to be the victorious one, right? So we can't be victorious and victim all at the same time. Let it go, right? And so this song, as I was listening to the song, she was saying, I spent years trying to be like other people. I spent years trying to be somebody else. But God said, no, I created you to be peculiar. I created you to be unique. I created you to be who you are. So don't try to be like somebody else. Be yourself. Be you. And so with that, in that song, This Is Me, it is actually from the EP called This Is Me, from my song, Bert, Deidre Novette. And thank you so much, Deidre, for letting us use this song tonight, because it blessed me as I was asking God for the topic. So 2 weeks ago, we talked about Welcome Back to Life. Last week, we talked about It's In You. This week, the Lord said, tell them, yes, you. So I was like, wow, here we go. So in 3 weeks, he gave us a grand message. Welcome Back to Life. It's already in you. And yes, you. He's confirming for you, yes, you. Why not you? And so, yes, you may have been through the hurt, the pain. You may have been through the divorce. You may have been through the whatever it was, you know, the car accident, the cancer survivor. And, you know, you didn't survive that thing. You actually thrived and you overcame it. You're no longer a survivor. You're now an overcomer. You're an overcomer of all that you have been through. So take off the hat completely. Just burn that hat up. You know, I'm the victim. No more. You're victorious. So we're looking at you as that victorious one. And so we're going to chat about yes, you, because that's what we're going to talk about tonight. But before we go into our chat about yes, you, I want to give y'all some, it's just three scriptures, but I'm going to give y'all in those three scriptures, I'm going to give you a couple of versions just to kind of drive it home for you. To remind you, yes, you. Yes, he created you to be who he called you to be. So you don't have to be like Aaliyah. You don't have to be like Sharon. You don't have to be like Donald. You don't have to be like Tommy. You just need to be you and the best version of you that he's calling you to be. Thank you, everybody who's joining. And for those of you I haven't said hello to, hello. So the first scripture that really, really kind of just hit my spirit with this was Ephesians 2 and 22. Now, I'm going to give y'all a couple of versions of this same scripture just to show you that that's who he's calling you to be in this hour. So in Ephesians 2:22 NIV says, and in him You two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives in his spirit. So, lives by his spirit, excuse me. So, here's the thing. He already knew that you were going to be that drug addict that he delivered. Now you got that strong testimony. He already knew that you were going to be that person that sold the drugs or whatever you overcame. He already knew that you were going to do that. But he said, even in that, I called you to be my dwelling place. Y'all, isn't that beautiful? Now, that was the NIV version. We'll get this one, y'all. The English Standard Version says this, in him you are also being built together into a dwelling place by God, by the Spirit. So in both of those versions, he's still calling you his dwelling place. But in the same scripture, and it's called the Berean Liberal Bible, it says, in whom you also are being built together for a habitation of God in the Spirit. So he's calling you his habitation. He's calling you his dwelling place. But then we go over to the Contemporary English Version. He's calling you this. It says, and you are part of that building Christ has built as a place of God's own spirit to live. He's calling you to be that dwelling place. Yes, me. Yes, you. That's the topic tonight. Yes, you. He's calling you to be that. So I'm still in Ephesians 2:22. I read you NIV. I read you ESV. I read you Berean Liberal Bible, and just finished reading Contemporary English. And the last one I'm going to read to you is the Good News Version. And the Good News Translation says this, in union with him, you two are being built together with all the others into a place where God lives through his spirit. So, yes, you, whatever you've been through, whatever you have overcome, you're not just that survivor anymore. You're now that overcomer that now you can go and pull that next person forward and help them because they don't feel like they can do it, right? Now, two more scriptures, and then I want y'all to chat with me, okay? All right, first one, the next one is Deuteronomy 14:2 NIV says, for you are a people holy to the Lord your God. Out of all the people on the face of the earth, the Lord has chosen you to be his treasured possession of everybody. He said, I chose you to be my treasured possession. Who? Yes, you. The topic, you're there again, right? Deuteronomy 14:2, New Living Translation said this. You have been set apart as holy to the Lord, your God. He's chosen you from all the nations of the earth to be his own special treasure. So, yes, he's calling you his own treasure. He's calling you his own prized possession. Another translation reads that way. But he's called you, yes, you. And finally, this is my final scripture for the night. And we're just going to chat, so I want y'all to talk back to me. The last scripture is Deuteronomy 26:18. New Living Translation reads this. The Lord has declared today that you are his people, his own treasure, just as he promised, and that you must obey his commandments. That was New Living Translation of Deuteronomy 26:18, but in the Contemporary English Version, he says this. Since you've agreed to obey the Lord, he has agreed that you will be his people and that you will belong to him just as he promised. So you belong to him. Who? Yes, you. That's our topic tonight. Yes, you. So look at it like this. Despite the bad choices, despite the wrong turns, he still said, you, yes, you. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to say, oh, God chose me. You know, because, you know, we get into the olden days and, you know, well, I'm just a filthy rat. No, I'm not. Because my father told me I'm his prized possession. I am his, by his grace, he has called me. Thank you so much. He has called me as his own treasure. So I don't look at myself as deserving this, no, but through his grace, I am, yes, me, who he's chosen to use. And that's the thing that I want you to remember today. You're chosen to be you. You're chosen to be and do the things he's called you to do. So don't walk in fear any longer. Don't walk in doubt any longer. Don't walk in condemnation any longer. It's time for you to live. Live out the life that God is calling you to be. Great evening, everybody, as you're joining. Great evening, Deidre. So, yeah, I heard the song. This is me, and that's Deidre actually joining us. That's her song. You heard her voice. But that song, in the song, she said, no, I'm no longer going to try to be like anybody else. I spent years trying to be who God didn't call me to be. But now I understand that I'm a treasure. I understand I'm His prized possession. I understand. And so for such a time as this, it's time for you to move forth and go forth. Yes, it's time to live. I was reading this morning, and I think I was at Amos 9, 13 through 15, and I tell you that thing blessed me so. And so it's time for us to understand that despite what we see going on in the world, what we see, you know, I don't care what kind of virus is out here, y'all. God is greater than, okay? And so that's why you see all of the different Lysols and Clorox that it can kill this stuff, okay? Thank you, Lisa. That is such a beautiful song. It's such a beautiful song. And that's Deidre's song called This Is Me. And that's the actual title cut of the EP called This Is Me. So y'all can go get it on any digital outlet. But when I tell you, it blessed me because so many people, hey, Trina, so many people get caught up in trying to be something somebody else wants them to be. And it's time out for that, as my mama put it. She said, time out for that. It's time to walk in the knowing. Y'all hear me saying that lately. I've been saying that a lot. That it's a knowing of who you are. It's a knowing of who God has called you to be. Hey, beautiful. It is a knowing to walk out this life despite all that you've overcome, because you now an overcomer. We've taken off those. Y'all remember when they took off their mourning clothes, the mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, it's time to take off the mourning clothes, okay? So we're taking off the mourning clothes. I'm going to go ahead and take off the jacket. It's being symbolic. So we're taking off the mourning clothing. And after we take off the mourning clothing, now we can put on our cloak of overcomer, because that's who we are. We're overcomers, and we'll walk thing out. So, y'all, let's chat, okay? Let's chat about this topic. Who? Yes, you. We're talking about you. That's tonight's topic. Yes, you. You were created for this life. You were created for greatness. There are some things that could have driven anybody else crazy. They might not have been able to endure what you've been through or do what you did, but yes, you. God caused you to be able to live that thing through and be able to tell about it, because you're still here. You're still walking, talking in your right mind and being able to just be you. Not try to be a duplicate of anybody else, because you are an original copy. You are unique, and you are set apart for such a time as this. So, y'all, let's check. So, I gave y'all three scriptures. We don't have to talk about the scriptures. If there's anything from the scriptures that hit you or the topic itself, or what anything that I've said, let's check. I talked about Ephesians 2:22. I talked about Deuteronomy 14 and 2, and I talked about Deuteronomy 26 and 18. So we could talk about the scriptures, if something pulled on your heartstrings, or if there was something that was said so far that has just reminded you of, wow, yeah, He is, this is me. He's called me to be this. He's called me to this place. Good evening, my sister Nikki. God is, He's calling you to this place. And so regardless of, you know, a title or, you know, I don't get caught up in that. Yeah, I really don't get caught up in titles because I've seen God use people without a title to a whole nother level. So y'all don't get caught up in that. Okay, don't get caught up in that. Get caught up in who He is. Get caught up in a relationship with Him. Get caught up in who He's calling you to be in this hour. Who is He calling you to be? What is He calling? Who? Me? You. You. Let's talk. Y'all chat with me. For those of you who want to actually talk on the radio show, you can dial in at 929-477-2178. But for those of you who just want to chat on the Facebook thing, go ahead and chat and we'll talk about it. But it blessed me to listen to that song, This Is Me, because I tell you, as I listened to that song, the Holy Spirit gave me the topic of you. Yes, you. So It's time to understand who you are, what you carry, understanding your identity, that you are worthy of this greatness that God has placed on the inside of you, that you are worthy. Y'all, when I tell you I just said worthy, that thing hit my spirit like a cannonball. So many people don't understand that they're worthy of it. You know, God says, I've called you to this. I've called you to this time and this place. So, yes, you're worthy. You're worthy to be able to walk this thing out. It may not have come in the package that you thought it was going to come in. It may not have come in the way that you thought it was coming. But God said, yes, it's I in this hour using you. And so don't dummy down for anybody else because they can't understand who you are. Don't dim your light. Let your light shine bright. Don't turn your light out. That's who you are. Today, I saw in the spirit, the Lord showed me it was raining today, but I saw in the spirit, he had me put on some shade and say, although it's gloomy and raining outside, the sun still shines. And it was S-O-N instead of S-U-N, right? And so that blessed me. Great evening to you, man of God. So, so I want you to remember that regardless of what anybody else says, it's what he says about you and what he's saying about you and what he's calling you to do now. So for those of you like my sister Trina that can throw down, he may be calling you to do that catering or whatever he's calling you to do. I mean, whatever he's telling you to do in this hour, do it and be the best version of you. Not a duplicate of anybody else, not sounding like anybody else, looking like anybody else, but being who he's calling you to be, being just being you, being that unique person. And so, again, and I'm just going to do this in some being symbolic, y'all. You're not dimming your light, but you're being that bright light that he's calling you to, okay? So you go on, and if they have to put their shades on because your light is so bright, let them put their shades on, but you're not going to dim yours. Not now, not in this hour. You may have done it in the past because you didn't think you were worthy. But now that you understand that he's saying, who, you? Yes, you. Yes, I've called you to this place. Yes, I've called you. Yes, I'm using you at the fullness of the capacity that I'm calling you to. Not in a half, what they call it? Half mass when the flag is not all the way up, but at the full capacity. So it's time for you to do what he's calling you to do. Just, I mean, y'all, when I tell you, rev them engines up, rev them up, and let's go, because you are worthy. It's time. Yes, you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, you. So, when I tell y'all that song blessed me tonight, that song blessed me. What did I put this thing on tonight? So, that song blessed me on a whole nother level of understanding that it's not about what you think or anybody else think. It's about what God is saying in this hour. It's about who he's called you to be. It's about what he's saying to you. Because what he's saying to me ain't necessarily what he's saying to you. So I'm not trying to be like you. I'm just trying to be the best version of me he's calling me to be. Hey! So what is it that you're being called out to do now? So do it. I mean, you know, last week, like I said, we talked about it's in you. This week, he said, yes, you. So I'm like, whoa. So I guess some people were questioning, it's in me? So this week, he said, yes, you. So, oh, my God, guys, sense of humor, don't he? So anybody else have anything to say? No, it's you, baby. It is you. Yes, you. So anybody else have anything to share tonight? Y'all know I'm just hold on to stuff. Let's see here. God tells us we are fearfully and wonderfully made, meaning we are made individually and not by anyone else. He placed in us what we needed to be and who he made us to be. So do it. Psalms 139:14. Thank you, Tara. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tara. I tell you, y'all are blessing me. God does not call the equipped, he equips the called. Yes, ma'am, you better say that, Sandra. And so many times when he calls us, we're like, who, me? And there again, the topic tonight, he said, yes, you. So So you may not have seen yourself. And a lot of people, when you say he's called you, you may not be in a pulpit. But guess what? You're in a workplace. You're in wherever he's using you. He's going to use you to where, I mean, we need the workplace to be penetrated. We need the hospitals and the school, the education mountain. We need all mountains to be penetrated. So all of them need to be handled. So wherever he's called you to be, whether it's in a restaurant or wherever he's calling you to be, you be that. You be you. Again, you're not dimming your light. You are allowing your light to shine so bright, and you're doing what he's calling you to do. Thank y'all for the input. Anybody else want to share? Y'all blessing me this evening. And so tonight, I just want you to remember that who, you know, when things rise up, because sometimes things just kind of make you question yourself, and you just be like, no. He said, I've equipped you. Yes, you. I made you for such a time as this. Who? Yes, you. So I want you to remember that it's your time to do what he's calling you to do. It's your time to shine. It's your time to shine bright as you can. Be the authentic you. Be the true version of you. That's what I'm talking about, Nikki. She said, I carry the pulpit with me. Yes, you are the church. People get caught up about being in a building. No, we are the church. So be who he's called you to be. Do what he's called you to do. You bake that best cake if he called you to be that cake, you know, that baker. Whatever he's calling you to do, do it. Do it with boldness. Do it with the knowing. There I go again with that word. It's a knowing of who he's calling you to be in this hour, who he's called you to be. Who? You. Yes, you. So I tell y'all, yeah, I just love y'all. Yes, he does have a sense of humor. Now, he does, girl. He has a sense of humor. So, you know, when God gave me that topic 2 weeks ago, Welcome Back to Life, and I listened to that part of the song, he said, I want you to listen intently. So I went back, and when he spoke to me, he didn't speak to me with the song. He spoke to me to the word, through the words before the song, right? So y'all just be intentional about even hearing from him as he's deciding to use you in this hour, regardless. You know, you may hear his voice through a song. You may hear his voice through whatever. Be intentional about hearing him, because I tell you, he'll shift your very being. I tell you that all the time. Thank you. Love y'all, too. So y'all go back and listen to that song. Y'all go purchase my girl's CD. I'm telling you, it's an EP called This Is Me. There are three motivational songs out there on that EP. It's called This Is Me. You can get it on all the digital outlets. Name some of them, y'all. I can't think. Audible. Name some of them. Deidre? Name some of them. Yes, all of our souls outside the four walls. Yes, all these souls outside the four walls. Yes. Yes. Amen. So, y'all, go out. This is called This Is Me, because that song just blessed me. Y'all know what? I'm actually, instead of playing the song to go out, the intro, I play the intro to go out as an outro. I'll play This Is Me again for those of you who joined us late, so y'all understand what I'm talking about as I keep saying that song. iTunes, Spotify, thank you. Y'all can go get this EP, but this song blessed me, and this is what actually encouraged me.
I solitary reflection in the mirror got me looking transparently. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is me. Take it or leave it, yeah. And ain't no shame in my eyes. Please believe it, yeah. See, I'm laying all the cards on the table. Solitary reflection in the mirror got me looking transparent.
But I tell y'all, that's where I got the topic from tonight. It blessed me because I tell y'all, as I'm seeing different posts, as I'm getting different people responding to me or sending me, y'all don't understand how many chats and stuff I get with testimonies or sometimes just prayer requests. So just remember, when you question or doubt, or if somebody questions you or doubts you, you know what? Understand that God has called you to be that person He's called you to be in this hour. Be that peculiar person. If it looks out of the box, if you look weird, guess what? It don't matter. That's who He created you to be. It's not about what other people think. It's all about what He's directing you to do. Walk in obedience. I promise you, your obedience will pay off each and every time. It's not about what man thinks. It's about what He's directing you to do in this hour. So, y'all, anybody have anything else to share tonight? Thank y'all for joining tonight. She's all looking so serious. I was trying to get type in that stuff, y'all. I was multitasking. That's an amazing song. I tried so hard to shrink to make others feel better about their leadership, but I realized I was slapping God in the face by creating the gift in me. For creating the gift in me. Oh, look, y'all, I tell you. Hey, man, amen, amen. So, y'all, and Deidre, Lisa says, thank you for answering the call. So, y'all, it's time for y'all to walk that thing out. Y'all encouraging me with your responses. So, I want y'all to just remember, regardless of what anybody else says, what if God is calling you to do this thing, He said, you, yes, you. I'm Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire, here to remind you of who He's calling you to be in this hour. I'll see y'all same time, same place next week on Fire to Inspire. Love you guys. Have a blessing feel, and marvelous week. Love y'all.